My songs know what you did in the dark. Parentheses, light 'em up. Close parentheses by Fall Out Boy. This is Xennial Yearbook. It's the 2013 show. If you are unfamiliar with the format, we're playing a bunch of songs from 2013 this week. I'm your host, Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Riley's back. Welcome back. Every week, we did it. 2013. What do you think of that?
I love that song.
Oh my gosh.
Sounds like 2013.
It sounds more like 2013 than probably any other song that we're going to play.
Everyone is always hating on new Fall Out Boy, but like it's actually so good.
It's pretty good.
Because what are you even talking about?
Does this even count as new Fall Out Boy? Are you talking about like 2025 Fall Out Boy?
2025, I think So Much for Stardust is really good. I like that.
All right.
I like Mania. I like... Yeah, I don't think I dislike anything they've ever put out.
Wow. Interesting.
Everyone's always hating. It's so annoying.
What's old Fall Out Boy? Like 2002, maybe?
Like everything. Old Fall Out Boy is, I guess, everything before Foley.
Oh, before Foley? Which is 2010, maybe?
2008.
Has it been 5 weeks since we played that? Has it been 5 years since... I don't know. Anyway, the 2013 show, we've got a bunch of stuff going on. We got I got a song by Matt and Kim. They're still relevant. We got a song by a band called The Neighborhood, one of Riley's favorites.
No.
They're all one of Riley's favorites. You know what it is. But before that,
no.
We got one of my favorites, a song that I at one point could play entirely on the guitar. Entirely, because the solo is not that hard. It's Arctic Monkeys. Oh my gosh, I finally get to talk about Arctic Monkeys again. You know, this album that we're gonna play next, AM by Arctic Monkeys, was the last rock song to chart in the top 20 or something like that.
I've heard this fun fact so much it's not even fun
anymore. Rock is dead. It's died in 2013. Come on, guys, make some new rock music. Until then. This is Are You Mine by Arctic Monkeys. I'm a puppet on a string, Tracy Island, time traveling diamond, could have shaped heartaches to come to find you for in some velvet morning. Years too late, she's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space in my mind when she's not right there beside me.
Mind. She's a silver lining, Lone Ranger riding through an open space. In my mind, when she's not right there beside me, I go crazy, cause here isn't where I wanna be. And satisfaction feels like a distant memory. And I can't help myself, all right. Wanna hear her say, is that you mine? Well, are you mine?
Whoa, Matt and Kim. What was that? Matt and Kim on Xenial Yearbook with Let's Go off of their 2013 Lightning album. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. I turned the headphones down. Now I can't hear myself. Before that, we had... Don't look at me. I know what I'm doing. I've done this before. Sweater Weather by The Neighborhood, which Riley loved when she was 11.
That song's really good when you're 11.
It's good to know. Good to know. And Arctic Monkeys with Are You Mine. What do you think of these? Starting off pretty well? I think so. What do we got? That's really a short song. We got time for a fun fact then. What happened in 2013? The largest tornado ever happened in El Reno, Oklahoma. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. When I was at camp, there was an autistic kid in my cabin, and they were like super obsessed with tornadoes. And okay. For like half an hour, we were on the floor making bracelets, and I learned like so much about tornadoes. Like, I'm so serious.
Wow.
I'm like a tornado expert.
Nice. This tornado in El Reno was 2.6 miles in diameter. It was enormous. It killed four storm chasers, who, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
Maybe that's not the storm to chase, guys.
Well, you want to chase that storm. That's a big guy. The biggest tornado in the world. I mean, in recorded history, I suppose. As long as we've been recording tornado size. Anyway, before... No, not before that. What else happened in 2013? Pope Benedict resigned from the papacy.
What's a papacy?
It's being the pope. His popedom? I think they call it the papacy.
Okay, I've never heard that.
He was the first pope to resign since Gregory the 16th in 1415.
Why'd he resign?
I don't know. He probably just, you know, felt like not being pope again. He was like also the first pope to resign voluntarily since like the 1200s. People don't like to give that job up. You get it and then you're it. Until the next one. Yeah, so that's it. That's your 2013 fun facts. Will there be more? Maybe. Who knows? Let's get a little bit more of 2013. This is a song by 21 Pilots. Riley likes 21 Pilots.
I do. Who's excited for the new album, guys?
What's the new album called? You don't know.
I don't know.
When's the new album coming out?
Friday.
This Friday?
I think so.
Wow.
I'm gonna look.
You gonna go to the record store and pick it up?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, when we make it to the mall. Two days.
Oh, nice. You mean
yes? So Friday.
2 days is Thursday.
September 12th. So Friday.
Three days.
Called Breach.
10, 11,
I don't know how
12.
I forgot that.
All right. So yesterday it came out. Apparently.
No?
Well, because the show doesn't air until Saturday.
Oh, yeah, it actually came out. What a good album, guys.
How is it? You like it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's awesome. Awesome. Enjoy the new 21 Pilots album. Also, enjoy this old 21 Pilots song called Guns for Hands.
together. Let's breathe together to the beat. Mother's home out the window. So that's where we'll go. Let's go outside and all join hands. Right until then, you'll never understand. But you all have guns. And you never put the safety on. And you all have plans to take it, to take it. Don't take it, take it, take it. I'm trying.
Like birds with a myth of lasting sympathy. Riley, please explain yourself.
That's actually just an interlude, and it's the calmest song of the album. But I really like A Lot Like Birds, so I wanted to play something. And so, I actually thrifted that CD for $8.
Right.
And I opened it up like 2 weeks ago, and I looked at like the little book inside, and it's signed by Corey, and I like kind of freaked out. So yeah, it's actually really cool. And I looked up how much they go for, and they're like $40, so I'm not even going to sell it.
Well, of course not. Not for $40. Anyways, you couldn't pick a song that was like a song. You just picked an interlude.
You would really complain about it.
Well, I mean, I complain about a lot of your songs, but some of the songs you pick, I think, are fine. Like the Fall Out Boys.
The Fall Out Boys?
Yeah, those guys.
Do you guys know Josh Dunn's wife is pregnant?
I did not know that. Well, I didn't know that until maybe 3 minutes
They're
ago.
They're going to name the kid Blurry Face.
I don't think that's...
Or Clancy.
Something else?
I'm out.
Vessel, maybe?
Vessel, no!
Before that, 21 Pilots with Guns for Hands off of their 2013 album, Vessel. What else? What else happened in 2013? You know what? Let's talk about some TV debuts. Top five, according to IMDb, top five TV shows that debuted in 2013. Let me know if you know any of these.
Okay.
Number five is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. S-H-I-E-L-D,
no.
S.H.I.E.L.D. That seems like a Marvel show that I don't watch. Hannibal, the TV show.
Yes! I will not watch that show. It freaks me out.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, that's fun. Before that,
do not
interact
with any Hannibal fans ever.
Okay. Good to know. Number three, Orange is the New Black. Yeah, heard of that. Okay. Number two, Vikings.
Mm-mm.
I don't know Vikings, but I did like Orange is the New Black. And number one, House of Cards. Oh, man, I forgot about that show. What a great show. Until Kevin Spacey got canceled for a bit. But I think he's okay now. I think we like Kevin Spacey now. I don't remember. Don't quote me on that. Special shout outs to the TV shows that did not make the top five list. Number six, Rick and Morty. Good show. Number 11, Attack on Titan. And number 12, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I can't believe that show didn't
like
make the top five. That's a great show. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I gave a special shout-out, because I knew that Riley was a fan. All right, so it's about time to take a quick break. We'll be back in about a minute with more Xennial Yearbook. It's the 2013 show. We'll be right back.
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer.
WTBR.
Larry Krepke here from Nothing But Old 45s, inviting you to check out my brand new show here on WTBR called Sweet Country Music. Some of the best country music ever recorded, like Dolly Parton, Alan Jackson, Patsy Cline, and a lot more. Plus, every show contains a comedy segment that'll put a smile on your face. Sweet Country Music, 11 a.m. Sunday mornings here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
Sweet Country Music.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you could show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
I'm the cook. I'm the man who killed Gus Fring. Now, say my name.
WTBR.
What are you gonna do?
Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Ain't it fun? Living in the real world. Ain't it good? Ain't it good? Being all alone. Ain't it fun? Living in the real world. Cause the world don't hold it out. Ain't it good? Ain't it good? Being all alone.
Ain't It Fun by Paramore on Xennial Yearbook, the 2013 show. Am I going crazy?
Yes.
I swear there's like marimba at the beginning of that song.
Marimba.
I don't want to have to restart the song.
There's
a... It's there. A poster?
Yeah, there's a poster of that album right there.
I know. How about that?
Well, they don't know.
They don't know. There's a Paramore poster. Paramore's the name of the album and the band. Wouldn't it be cool if this song was called Paramore?
No.
Is there a track on this album called Paramore?
Of course not.
Wouldn't that be something?
No one has a song named the band on the band's self-titled album.
No.
Because that's stupid.
What? Oh, well, what are you going to do? Anyway, my fun fact for Ain't It Fun is I didn't know this was Paramore until, like, last year. I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't think it was Paramore. How about that?
I don't think a song could sound like more Paramore.
No, Paramore sounds like Misery Business. That's Paramore to me. I mean, I know it's the same band. What are you going to do? Who knows? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play a different song. In fact, I'm going to play three different songs from the same album. Because that's what we do, about 35 minutes into the show every single time we do it. We'll play three songs from one album, and this week's album is Riley's pick. What is it? What'd you pick?
Oh, I picked Pure Heroin by Lord.
By Lord.
This is my album.
Oh my gosh.
All these, like, fake Lord fans. They're like, no, because Rib started trending, like, last year, and that was just really upsetting, because, like, were you even three, and did you even like this album when you were three? Because I did.
You certainly.
And I win.
Yes.
I win the Lord competition.
You certainly liked the first song we're going to play when you were three, like 100%.
Like all of these songs when I was three. I remember all of these songs from when I was three.
Wow. Even Ribs?
Yeah. Ribs. What's the other one I put on there?
Well, I guess we'll find out. It's the second song. You know what? Let's kick it off. We'll start off with the Royals by, is she Australian?
Yeah,
New Zealandish?
I think she's Australian.
Who knows? This is Royals by Lord.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals.
On screen, not very pretty, but we show. drink you spilled all over me. Lover's spit left on repeat. My mom and dad let me stay home. It drives you crazy getting old. We can talk it so good. We can make it so divine. We can talk it good, how you wish it would be all the time. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old. The drink you spill all over me, lover spit left on repeat. Mom and dad let me stay home, it drives you crazy getting old.
With Ribs off of her 2013 album Pure Heroine. What do you think of that?
Wonderful.
I don't think I know that song, Ribs. I did know Team, and of course I knew Royals. Also by Lorde. Riley, I'm not going to buy you a tiger on the gold leash, no matter how many times you ask. It's all right. It's all right. Yeah, it's a good time. Excellent work. Excellent choice. What else do we have about 2013? Oh, here we go. Here's a fun fact. In 2013, American scientists used a 3D printer to create a living, lab-grown human ear. You heard right. An ear.
Why would they do that?
I don't... No, they're scientists. They just... Sometimes they do stuff just to do stuff. Right? That's their thing. I don't know. That's what they did. What do you want from me? What else happened in 2013? Oh, a little video game news. A game called Grand Theft Auto 5 was released in 2013. It earned... How much money do you think it earned on its first day of availability?
$1 million.
$500 million. Half of $1 billion of people buying GTA 5. Yep, that's right. We got GTA 5 before GTA 6. Can you believe it?
I just taught him that.
I know.
He thinks it's really cool.
It's really, it's funny when used, you know, in context. But that was not in context. It's fine. Everything's fine. You know what?
It's because we got an ad about, like, dog autism. Do you remember that?
What?
We were watching Jeopardy, and there is an ad about, like, I don't know. It was, like, something, like, conservative or stupid. I don't know.
All right.
Like, don't get your dog vaccinated. They'll develop autism.
Okay.
And, like, you know what? I'll tell you after.
Okay. Cool story, Riley. This is fantastic. This is good radio. This is what the people tune in to hear. They want to hear half of a nonsensical story, and then I'll just lead into another song. How about that? Okay. We got another song by a band called Bastille, the 2013 show. This is Bastille with off of their 2013 album Bad Blood. Is this a Taylor Swift cover? No, this is a song called Pompeii. Do I know this song? I mean, you picked it.
Probably then.
Probably then.
I probably got it off of some, like, 2013 top hits playlist.
Okay.
Let's see.
Let's see what we got. If you know, then you're not going to be surprised. But if you don't know, here we go. Well, Pompeii by this. Oh, yeah.
Close your eyes.
The House of Wolves. Helps if I turn my mic on. The House of Wolves on Zennial Yearbook by Bring Me the Horizon. You're listening to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. That song was a lot, Riley.
It's my favorite song off the album.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a really boring pick, but still.
Off of their 2013 album, Sempiternal. Sempiternal. Yeah, I like that.
I bought that album in London for £10. Because you actually can't even find that CD anywhere here. And then you go to London, and it's just there. And you're like,
hanging out.
Okay, guess I'll take this.
Well, you know, London's a little bit bigger than Pittsfield.
Population-wise.
You know.
And then I text my friend, and he's like, where'd you find that? And I'm like... Right.
You know, London.
Europe.
Heart of the English-speaking world. London. It's fine. What are you going to do? You know what we're going to do?
What?
Take a little break. Take a quick break. We'll be back with more Zennial Yearbook right after this.
You undercook fish, believe it or not, jail. You overcook chicken, also jail. Undercook, overcook. You make an appointment with a dentist and you don't show up, believe it or not, jail, right away.
WTBR.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
WTBR FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'll be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Like the legend of the Phoenix. Beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning. Has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? If you wanna leave, I'm with it.
Get lucky on Zennial Yearbook, the 2013 show. We're back from our little break. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
There you go. There's our kind of our poppy pop hit of the day. Get lucky. Not, as some people think, Mexican lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. That's what he says.
We're up all Mexican lucky.
I mean, I can hear it. I hear it when I want to hear it, but that's not what I initially thought. But, you know, I wasn't, you know, 5 years old listening to this song. So what are you going to do? Let's see. What else? Oh, here we go. Top movies of 2013. Number five. What do you think? Let me know if you heard of this. Number five. Monsters University.
That movie's so good. I saw it for the first time like a couple of years ago.
Really?
I still don't understand how like sororities and fraternities work. I have no idea. Don't explain it to me now.
Oh.
I'll like never know.
You'll know if you go to a college with a Greek presence. Greek presence, that's what they call it. Greek societies. Yeah. See?
What?
You look very confused.
I'm so confused.
I know. It's fine.
I'll look it up.
It's a whole thing. Oh man, people are like really big into like getting into sororities and fraternities. You can have like, what are you in 10th grade now? Some people have signed up for like sorority rush coaches like 2 years in advance so they can go to college and get into the right sorority. It's a whole thing. Anyway, number four, Man of Steel. Seen that?
Is it? Superman?
It is a Superman movie from 2013. Here's a fun fact. I saw this movie. This I don't know if you've seen Man of Steel. Have you seen Man of Steel?
No.
Anyway, so, well, no, I saw it. I don't know where you were. You were probably with Mom. You were almost certainly with Mom.
Might have been in preschool.
You might have been in preschool, and I could have seen it in the middle of the day. Anyway, it was the middle of the day. I was.
Oh, yeah, because you were, like, unemployed.
No, in 2013, I was probably working. No, I wouldn't have been. No, I wasn't unemployed. Was I?
Why were you at home in the middle of the day?
When that? I have Fridays off.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. Anyway, so I go to the movie theater. This is in Oxnard, California. And I go to watch this movie, Man of Steel, by myself. Because it's nice to be able to go and watch a movie by yourself. And there's this big climactic point of the movie where Superman, like, flies, like, way up into space for whatever reason. I don't even remember what was happening in the movie. It was, like, a big fight scene. And he flies all the way up into space. And then he, like, passes out. And then he starts falling back down to Earth and very dramatically. And as Superman is falling from the sky, approaching the Earth, the film breaks in the movie theater. And everyone is like, is this part of the movie? And it was like, if you've ever seen an old film movie reel break, it like burns up. And the whole thing burned up on the screen. It looked very like it was supposed to happen, but it wasn't supposed to happen. And then they gave me a ticket for a free movie. And I don't know that I used it. Anyway, they continued the movie on a different reel. That was back when movies had film reels, apparently, in 2013. And I know you're riveted to this story, Riley. Riveted. Continuing on. Despicable Me 2. Number 3. Is Despicable
Me
2.
Oh, yeah. Remember when we went and saw Superman, like the new one? And then they didn't put it in 3D. And so they just like stopped the movie like 3 minutes in.
Yes.
Do you remember that lady who was like in front of us? And like every time Superman would do something sure heroic, she'd like take her shoes off and be like.
Yes.
It was weird. What are you doing?
She was very excited.
Grown woman.
Some people really like Superman. I thought it was a good movie. I don't need to clown for him. It's a movie.
It was fine.
And he's not a real person. It's fine. It was good. I thought it was good. I mean, it's no. What did we just watch? Like yesterday.
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous. It's no Almost Famous. I forgot how good that movie was.
That movie's so good. I'm going to watch it 5 million times now. Not the director's cut.
Right.
We accidentally watched the director's cut.
Accidentally got an extra 40 minutes of movie by watching the director's cut. But you know what? No complaints. It was pretty good. Pretty good. Stillwater is not a real band. Number 2, Hunger Games, Catching Fire. I think that's the second one. Pretty good. That's where Lenny Kravitz gets killed.
Oh, Senna!
Yeah.
That's my goat!
He's the coolest.
I forgot about that.
You forgot Senna got killed in the movie?
I haven't seen that movie in like a year.
Spoiler alert. Senna.
I think everyone knows.
Doesn't make it through the second book. It's fine. It's not fine for Senna. Number 1, Iron Man 3, which I don't think I watched. I think I had already given up on Marvel movies by the time Iron Man 3 came out. And then, you know, that's fine. What are you going to do? So those are your top movies of 2013 by Box Office Mojo. Let's continue with, what is this? Who are these guys? Pierce the Veil? I've never heard of these people. This is an album off of Selfish Machines reissue. Didn't we just listen to Selfish Machines?
They added one entire song, and we're going to play that song. This is deluxe.
So this is the 2012 album, Selfish
Machines.
Actually,
it's the reissue. It's not the deluxe.
It's the...
Sorry, guys. I lied.
2013 reissue of the 2012 album, Selfish Machines. The bonus track, Kissing in Cars by Pierce the Veil.
They were going to play this song at the concert, and they didn't. But it's okay, because they played Floral and Fading instead.
Okay.
I love Floral and Fading.
Is that?
I'm the number one Floral and Fading song.
Fan. Yes.
Start the song.
Kissing and Saw in Cars.
The first time I've seen love, and the last of
Out of My League by Fitz and the Tantrums on Xennial Yearbook, the 2013 show. What do you think of that song, Riley?
Man, you spoiled what I was going to say.
Oh. What do you...
song makes me think of Heartstopper, and I really did not enjoy Heartstopper. I don't get the hype.
The hype.
Ever. Right. I accidentally skipped through, like, all of the last episode, because I didn't even realize it was the last episode, because it was so boring!
Okay. What? Why?
Keep it away from me.
Jeez, what's that show even about?
I don't know, it's, like, weird. I don't know. I didn't like it.
All right.
It's really cheesy.
Fair enough. Not a fan of Heartstopper. Before that, Kissing in Cars by Pierce the Veil. What else happened in 2013?
I turned three. Oh, I know.
All right, shoot.
Guess what band broke up on Riley's second half birthday?
My gosh, that would be... Wait.
I told you last night, like, while you were making dinner.
Your second half birthday? So
when I turned two and a half.
So your third half
March
birthday.
March 22nd. 2013.
March? When were you born?
2010.
March?
Yes.
Do you know when your half birthday is?
Yes, it's in March. My half birthday. Wait.
Do you know when your actual birthday is?
Wait. Wait. It's my quarter birthday.
It's like your three quarter birthday, which isn't a thing that people actually celebrate, but that's okay.
I don't want to talk about it. I just told, like, so many people that. No.
So, what band broke up on your three-quarter birthday?
My Chemical Romance.
Oh, my gosh. That's too bad.
I'm still embarrassed.
That's fine. That's a cool story. That's a great story. I'm glad you told it.
Sometimes when you're two and three quarters, your favorite band that you don't even know about just has to break up.
Right.
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose I do. All right. So what else happened in 2013? I'll tell you. Edward Snowden. You know, you ever heard that name?
Edward Snowden?
Edward Snowden.
Did he get snowed in?
He kind of. He revealed a CIA program called PRISM, which allowed for the government to access the servers of Microsoft, Yahoo, Google, Facebook, AOL, Skype, YouTube, and Apple. So they could spy on Americans. Which, you know, they're not supposed to do. But you know what? Whatever. The CIA is just going to do what they're going to do. And then the government was like, well, you can't do that. We're going to put you in jail. Because, you know, you can't divulge classified information like that. But he did it. And then he had to, like, go to Russia for... I think he just got back. Is he still in Russia? No, he might be back. I don't know. He was on the run for a while. But yeah, you know what? I'll look it up, and then I won't get back to you. In the interim, let's listen to, I don't know, a little bit of Cold War Kids. This is Miracle Mile.
I cut my ties, I sold my rings.
Miracle
to
Mile.
Say, but I told the Rhett Sprocket.
What?
I told you I had something to say, and then I said, something to say if I towed the Wet Sprocket.
Oh, yes. That was not Towed the Wet Sprocket. That was Miracle Mile by Cold War Kids off of their 2013 album, Miss Lonely Hearts. Dear Miss Lonely Hearts, excusez-moi. Yeah, so that's about it. Any last nickels to add, Morelli, before we wrap the show?
No.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
That's all right.
A lot of nickels.
We did a good job. We did a good show. We'll be back next week. If you like what you hear, we'll probably do another year next week. Saturdays at 2, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Zennial Yearbook. If you missed a show, you can listen to all of our shows. You can hear about the best-selling 12-inch single of all time. It's in one of those shows. Don't worry. It's going to be great. So we're going to wrap the show. I guess you can listen to us next year. Next week, we'll go out with a little bit of Atlas Genius, Riley's other favorite band. Maybe she just kind of likes them. This is Trojans on Zennial Yearbook. We'll catch you next week.
Take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture. A song, make a note for the lump that sits inside your throat. Change the locks, change the scene, change it all, but can't change what we've been. Oh, oh, your troubles in my head. Oh, oh, your troubles in my head. Take off all the thoughts of what we've